Rabbit and Bear, The Pest in the Nest by Julian Gough.
Why?
Shouted Rabbit.
Are you laughing? Because I'm happy, happy, happy,
said Woodpecker and began to peck at the wood again. Bang, bang, bang.
How lovely, said Bear. We've never had a woodpecker in the valley.
Lovely? She's so noisy and happy. It's driving me crazy,
said Rabbit. Indeed, the new arrival was so noisy that Tortoise woke. He stood up. Rabbit fell off.
Hey,
said Rabbit.
Hello again, Rabbit, said Tortoise. Is it next year again? Already?
No,
said Rabbit.
It's only 5 minutes later.
Oh,
said Tortoise with a sigh.
How sad. I'm 100 years old, you know. Or possibly 101.
And Tortoise fell asleep. Grown-ups by Marion Keyes. He could have been riding your woman. I didn't believe that for long. I was much more upset about the cat gifts and the great fun they'd been having. No one likes me. Don't they? Not really. I'm too pushy, so I hear.
Mary Lane likes you. I like you. Gilbert likes you.
He indicated the barman.
We hear you coming down the stairs all business in your clicky-clacky shoes and it's too early for gin.
It lifts our spirits. Johnny likes me. That's what I'm trying to say, she sighed. It was horrible. Seeing him be so nice to someone who didn't, well, doesn't, want me. But it's not his fault.
I just told you that.
He came in to see me last night. He was very different. Very sure of himself. He's...
She nodded thoughtfully.
He has brilliant upper body strength. Always had. Still got it. Not just the upper body strength. I'm talking about...
Yep. Thanks for sharing.
She picked up her phone. If I ask him to come and get me, who'll mind the kids?
It's 3:26. In the day.
She blinked. Seriously? This place always feels like it's 4 in the morning and I've just been declared bankrupt.